This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. It's a pleasure to welcome the Reeve of Tay Valley Township, Rob Rayner. Rob also chairs the Lanark Basic Income Network Steering Committee, and that's the hat that he's wearing today. Hi, Rob. Nice of you to come in today.
Good afternoon, Linda. Pleasure to be here.
What was behind the founding of the Lanark Basic Income Network, and how did you become involved?
Right. So Lanark Basic Income Network was founded in the spring of this year to provide an opportunity for people in the county to get involved as advocates for this thing called basic income, which many of us believe is a pretty critical means of improving social and economic security in our society across Canada. I got involved in this beginning in 2006 when I took on a job as the executive director of a national charity called Canada Without Poverty. I worked there for 6 years, so I had a lot of exposure to poverty issues across the country. And with respect to basic income, my interest was triggered when I first heard then-Senator Hugh Siegel speak in 2007. And he just totally convinced me that basic income makes a lot of sense. And I was fortunate to be able to work with Senator Siegel for a period of time. He did pass away 2 months ago. But that was the catalyst for my involvement, and I put a lot of time in over about a 10-year period before I entered municipal politics.
So what is the mission and the focus of your network?
Right. So basic income is a very elegant concept at a high level. It gets very tricky and complex when you get into the details. So there's a lot of education to be done around what it is, how it works, what benefits it has, and so forth. So a big part of the mission of Lanark Basic Income Network is to raise awareness in our community about those things, and to build community support and also political support. We'd like to build political support at the municipal, provincial, and federal levels. And that's in a nutshell.
Okay. Now, how would it work and how would it be distributed?
Yeah, so really important for listeners to know that we already have basic income, and most people in Canada have already received it in one form or another. So we have programs like the Canada Child Benefit, which has its origins in the early 1990s, Old Age Security and the Guaranteed Income Supplement, which have their origins in the 1960s. So if you're a parent who's had children in the past 30 or so years, you were eligible to receive and may still be eligible to receive, if your children are under the age of 18, the Canada Child Benefit. That program is basically, it is a basic income, we just don't call it that, but in its design, it equates with what we call an income-tested basic income. Same with Old Age Security and the Guaranteed Income Supplement. In their design, they equate with models of basic income. The biggest need is for working-age adults, for which there is not anywhere near the same level of if you will, income security.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Rob, how do we determine, though, what a basic livable, keyword livable income should be?
Yep. So advocates across the country, you know, certainly have looked at that question. And I think fundamentally we believe that, you know, the maximum amount of basic income that should be available should at least allow a person, if they don't have any other income, they should at least be able to get above a poverty threshold. There are several measures of poverty in Canada, low income cutoff after tax, the market basket measure, the low income measure. So they all measure poverty in slightly different ways, but they also come up with poverty thresholds, which are largely close to each other. So we have a way of measuring that, and therefore, if a person has no other source of income, we believe that people should at least be able to live above that poverty line.
What is your personal biggest argument for a basic income?
I think the biggest argument for a basic income is how significantly it can improve people's health. There's a straight line correlation between low income and poor health. We have excellent data on that, both physical health, mental health. And as people's income rises, their health tends to improve. And people who are suffering in ill health, of course, require more healthcare services. So the cost of poverty in Canada is likely over $100 billion a year. So by improving health, by offering a basic income, people's living standards will improve. Their health will, in general, improve. Of course, there's a lot of other factors that go into health, but income is considered to be one of the social determinants of health. And in my view, it's one of the most important of the roughly 15 social determinants.
So that is a benefit to the individual. Mm-hmm. Now, how does it affect a community and society at large?
Right. So one other key benefit of basic income is that it helps to reduce inequality. Inequality, income and wealth inequality, is a very corrosive force in and of itself. And Canada, actually, although we're not as bad as, say, the United States in terms of our levels of inequality, it's pretty stark. So, for example, the top 1% of our population owns about 25% of the wealth. The bottom 40% owns 1% of the wealth. So we have pretty significant inequality, and there's good research to show that the more unequal a society is, the less trust there is, the more social problems and so forth. So at a societal level, if we can shrink our levels of inequality, that will help address some of those issues.
What challenges would be alleviated by a basic income?
Well, I think, again, back to the health issue. I've already spoken to that. One of the other benefits of basic income is how basic income and cash transfers generally, that money tends to be spent in the local area on basic needs that people require. So it can act as a stimulus for local economies. And there is some good research on that as well. Other challenges would include helping people better address their housing needs. And of course, we could spend a whole session just on housing alone and all the factors leading to the housing crisis. But, income is needed for a whole range of things. There's no substitute for income with regard to some of the challenges that people face. So much of poverty does come down to simply people not having enough money in their wallet or in their purse.
Rob, can you talk for a minute about Bill S-233?
Yep. So a very exciting development is at the federal level on Parliament Hill. There are two bills in front of legislators concerning basic income. There's one in the House and there's one in the Senate. The one in the Senate is more advanced in terms of the legislative process. It's gone through what's called second reading. Pieces of legislation in Canada go through three readings, both in the House and in the Senate. It's gone through second reading in the Senate, and it's now before the Standing Committee on National Finance. That's very exciting because that committee will be looking, they'll be calling subject matter experts, witnesses, to speak both for and against a basic income. And the bill, if it was to make it into law, would allow the country to have an architecture for basic income beyond what we already have. So that architecture would hopefully address the missing middle, the working age adults who currently have very little equivalent to say, the Canada Child Benefit, which is for parents with children under 18, and old age security, then guaranteed income supplement for seniors. So we want to see that architecture built out and become more mature. This bill would help to make that happen.
How optimistic are you that a basic income will be a reality?
A basic income for working age adults, I think, can be a reality. I hope it will be a reality. I'm working with many other colleagues across the country to hopefully make it a reality in the next 5 to 10 years. That itself may be unrealistic, but I would like to think that we could get there because so much groundwork has been done on that. We have a lot of research. We have a lot of in-depth analyses, cost estimates, and ways to fund this. And we have a lot of advocates, both in civil society and at the political level. We have some great support, both municipally, provincially, and federally on this measure. And that does give me a lot of hope.
Now, you have an event coming up, October 17th. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, so Tuesday, October 17th, which is actually the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, where the Atlantic Basic Income Network and The Table here in Perth are co-sponsoring a public event on food security and basic income. It'll be at St. Paul's United Church in Perth at 7 o'clock. It's free. It'll be a really good opportunity for people to learn more about this. Our keynote speaker will be Dr. Elaine Power from Queen's University, who's a public health and food security expert. She also co-wrote a book on basic income. And then we'll have a panel involving Dr. Power, Jessie Mae McNeely, who's a young single mom from Lanark Highlands, who's in low income, Sean Pankow, the mayor of Smiths Falls, and Ramsey Hart, the executive director of The Table.
Sounds good. So that's the event is October 17th, 7 to 8:30 at St. Paul's United Church in Perth, co-hosted by the Lanark Basic Income Network and the Table Community Food Center as
Correct.
Well. That sounds good. For more information...
Yeah, people are more than welcome to contact me. My cell number is 613-314-7755. And the Lanark Basic Income Network's email address, that correspondence also does come to me, is simply lanarkbasicincome, all one word, at gmail.com.
Okay, lanarkbasicincome@gmail.com.
Correct.
And 613-314-7755.
Yep. Well,
Rob, thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Linda. Thank you so much for offering this opportunity.
Very welcome. Rob Rayner is Reeve of Tay Valley Township, and he also chairs the steering committee for Lanark Basic Income Network. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening, and have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.